This is James from the Gym Polycast. On this episode, I'll talk about Brittany Griner and why she needs to be released, and I'll discuss a few of the arguments against her release that I've encountered as of recent, especially since she was just recently sentenced. So as I said before, she was just recently sentenced, and if you don't know Brittany, she is a WNBA player who was detained in Russia for having cannabis cartridges for her vape pen. She was recently sentenced this week to 9.5 years in prison. That is an extreme sentence for this by any stretch. Even in the U.S. where it's illegal, that's a big sentence for one cartridge. There's plenty of discussion to be had on the U.S. war on drugs, that sort of stuff. But the overall point is, that's a pretty huge sentence for a very small crime. And it's the Russians trying to get a diplomatic victory over the U.S. while they are illegally invading one of our allies. And, you know, the invasion of Ukraine is not going as well as the Russians had planned. They're still in there. They're still fighting it out. But they're still not advancing and doing the things that they had hoped. So they've got to get victories. And that's what this whole Brittany Griner thing is. It's a victory for the Russians. And, you know, the United States needs to get her out of there. So I'll get into the two arguments that I've heard and encountered, you know, on my Facebook page and on my personal one, not the one for the podcast, but just to kind of hit the high notes of them. So one is she did a crime, she does the time. You know, she knew what the law was and this, that, and the other. She knew it was illegal. Okay, I want to say something, and I want to make this abundantly clear. If a U.S. citizen is locked in an enemy's prison system, they need to be removed from it, short of them committing a heinous crime. A victimless crime, like a cannabis cartridge, is not worth 9 years, and it's not worth letting a U.S. citizen rot in a Russian prison for. It's just not. We shouldn't be letting U.S. citizens spend a day in jail or be convicted at all for cannabis, let alone a U.S. citizen somewhere in an enemy country. It's pretty obvious. I don't care about the crime itself. The crime isn't even the point for the Russians. Okay, I want to make that clear too. So she did the crime, she should do the time. It's not even about the crime. It's about the fact that they now have a U.S. citizen that they can use for leverage. And because they have given her such a huge prison sentence, it turns us into a more dire situation that the U.S. will have to be more desperate to negotiate, and that's the point. That's why the Russians are trying to do this. They want the U.S. to lose, and yeah, she shouldn't have brought this over there. I get it, but at the same time, no U.S. citizen is going to rot over there. You know, if the Russians had sentenced her to a couple of months in jail or something, I would have a hard time fighting that. Okay. I would. Okay. Because a few months, that ain't a big deal. It is because it's still a Russian prison, but it's harder for someone to advocate for her to be, you know, negotiated to be freed. Right. And 6 months in jail seems pretty proportionate to the crime. So it would be hard to argue against the did the crime, do the time type argument then. But 9.5 years for a THC cartridge that in a lot of states you can buy out of a store that looks like an Apple store that you can buy an iPhone from. I mean, seriously, like, no, 9.5 years for that, not in the slightest. Okay, no. That is the Russians trying to create a desperate situation so the United States has to negotiate even harder to get her out. Okay, it is a wildly disproportionate sentence. And bringing up the U.S. War on drugs and how we lock up people is a red herring. Yes, the U.S. does lock people up, okay? Because this was an argument that was brought into this whole thing about her doing the crime. The U.S. does lock people up. There are places, including Texas, like I've said, where a THC cartridge like the one Brittany was caught with in Russia is actually a controlled substance felony. Even then, a 9.5-year sentence is insane. If someone was sentenced to 9.5 years in prison for one THC cartridge in Texas, it would be an outrage, as it should be. I want to look to find to make sure that there isn't someone who's like that, because I want to advocate for someone to be released. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Okay. That is the equivalent of legalizing beer and then locking people up because they have whiskey. It's mind blowing. And to reiterate it again, not worth letting an American citizen sit in a Russian prison, okay? Let alone sitting in the U.S. And anyone bringing up the U.S. and its war on drugs is a red herring. It's a completely different conversation, okay? Yeah, it needs to be fixed. I've said it numerous times that cannabis needs to be legalized. Everybody whose only crime was cannabis-related needs to be released and everything expunged from their record. Said it over and over and over and over and over again. That's not the point. The point is an enemy is holding an American citizen, and they are using it to gain some form of diplomatic victory as they are illegally invading one of our allies. No, get her out. Now, the other argument, and this one, in my opinion, is the better one. This one is harder to navigate, and that is who we would be releasing in a prisoner exchange for Brittany. And that is Victor Boot, the Lord of War, the arms dealer that inspired the Nicolas Cage movie. That's a high-level prisoner to have to release. And you can say Russia getting him released is a diplomatic victory. And in a way, yeah, it absolutely is. Russia kind of wins this no matter what. But at the end of the day, are we going to let the Russians win this and have one of our citizens still locked up over there for 9 years? They're going to win either way. But one way they win, we get our citizens back home. It should be obvious, okay? I'm not a fan of what Russia is doing with this. This sucks. You know, not only is it against what I believe when it comes to cannabis laws, but it's also an enemy getting a one-up on us. Did Brittany leave us open for that? Yes, she did. She should not have brought those cartridges to Russia. And I understand that. I don't actually feel sorry for her. If she got a sentence that was not indicative of trying to get a diplomatic victory, if it was actually proportionate to the crime, 6 months, maybe a year, if no, like maybe she didn't get any, she just got like a fine or something like that. Nah, you're going to have to deal with that. Okay. That's proportionate. What Russia is doing right now with Brittany is trying to score a diplomatic win. That's why the prison sentence was so heavy and disproportionate to the crime itself. And it needs to be taken care of. She needs to be brought home. This shouldn't even be a conversation. The fact that I have to explain to American citizens to get an American citizen back here from an enemy country is just mind-blowing to me, you know? And when it comes to releasing the Lord of War, you know, we've done some pretty lopsided prisoner exchanges in the past. I mean, we've even released prisoners from Gitmo. You know, we've done things that probably were pretty eyebrow-raising to get citizens back to the U.S. This is no different. Not to mention the fact that, you know, in the movie Lord of War, if this is actually true, which I don't know if it is or not, he was actually dealing for the CIA too. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if he didn't cross the CIA. They got mad at him and then locked him in prison. And by the way, he's in prison for conspiracy to kill American citizens. I don't think he actually did. And I don't necessarily know the ins and outs of that, but still, it is not going to be the best situation for the United States in all this. Russia is probably going to get this diplomatic victory no matter what. But like I said, one way Russia gets the victory and a U.S. citizen rots in jail for 9.5 years, and the other way Russia gets a victory and we get our people home. Clearly, Russia's going to get the victory. Let's get our people home. It's kind of obvious. And yes, they're going to release a pretty bad dude. But it's not like we can't tail him. It's not like we can't catch him. It's not like there isn't Interpol. It's not like there isn't the CIA and other agencies that can go out there and get him should he start going crazy again. Okay, we did it once before. You can do it again. You can watch him even. Okay, you can watch him doing, maybe he leads you to some bigger fish. Who knows? But allowing a U.S. citizen to rot in an enemy's prison while they are illegally invading one of our allies would be an embarrassment on a whole new level. Not going to happen. And it is wild to me that I have to explain to American citizens that we should not allow an American to rot in an enemy's prison while they're invading a ally. It blows my mind. But then again, Donald Trump was elected president, so why should I be surprised? That's all I have for this episode. Thank you for listening. Be sure to like the Jim Polycast on Facebook and Twitter. Also, be sure to visit thejimpolycast.com. Thank you very much, and have a good night.